Okay, Saki. I'm going to go get a lunch break.
Okay. Goodbye. While he's gone, I'm going to have myself a little snack. Huh? Hey, you guys are here. Well, I didn't expect visitors. How about we read a book? Okay, it's rude to not honor the guests. This is a good one. Today, I am reading Circumference and the Sword and the Cone, a math adventure by Cindy Neuschwander. I can't seem to pronounce that name. One fine morning, Circumference, Lady Di of Amateur, and their son Radius sat eating breakfast in King Arthur's castle. Suddenly, the door flew open and a young knight ran into the room. It was Vertex, Radius's best friend. "I found out why King Arthur called us all here," Vertex exclaimed. "The king wants to choose an heir," Vertex explained. "Five knights are competing for the honor. I'm one of them."
"You would make a fine king," Circumference said.
"That's right," agreed Radius. "You helped the king make peace with the Euclideans last year."
"Yes, but now I have to solve the puzzle on this parchment," Vertex said. "The king has hidden his sword, Excalibur. The knight who finds it will be the next king." Vertex unrolled a parchment. "This is the only clue the king gave us."
"Form the solids and find their places. How many edges, points, and faces? The shapes that make two will pass the test, but one that does not must be your quest. Three times as tall as its base is wide, the true king's future lies inside."
"Look at these strange drawings," Lady Di remarked. "They look like wooden tabletops."
"Let's go ask the carpenters," suggested Radius. "They know a lot about building tables."
Vertex and Radius ran down to the courtyard. They saw the other knights trying to find Excalibur. One knight was carving solid shapes out of wood. Another knight was counting the edges of each stone in the castle. A third knight was inspecting the points of several swords. The last knight was looking through school books for a test with the number 2.
"I know a shortcut," said Radius. He led Vertex into a tunnel.
"This will take us under the courtyard to the carpenter's workshop." The tunnel was dimly lit, and scratching and squeaking came from the dark shadows. When they got to the shop, Vertex showed the carpenters Geo and Sim of Metri. The drawings on the parchment.
"Do you know what these are?" he asked.
"Yes," answered Geo. "These are diagrams showing solid shapes flattened out. You can use them to make shapes with height, length, and width," added his brother Sim.
"I see," nodded Vertex. "Let's try it, Radius." Vertex and Radius cut and folded the shapes. The parchment that says the shapes that make two will pass the test, Vertex said. This cube has 6 square sides or faces, 8 corner points, and 12 edges where the faces come together. How do you get it to get two from that?
Look at this pyramid, said Radius.
It has 5 faces, 5 points, and 8 edges. I don't see a 2 anywhere.
Maybe we have to add the number of faces and the number of points, said Vertex. If we add the pyramid faces and points, we get 10. 10 minus the 8 edges is 2.
Does it work for the cube too? Asked Radius.
The cube's 6 faces plus its 8 points is 14. 14 minus the 12 edges is a 2. I think you've got it, Vertex.
Vertex and Radius finished making the shapes. There were cubes, pyramids, rectangular prisms, triangular prisms, cylinders, and cones. Vertex counted the faces, corner points, and edges of each shape. He added the number of faces and points, then subtracted the number of edges. The answer was 2 each time, except for the cylinder and the cone. Vertex unrolled the parchment and it read again.
The shapes that make 2 will pass the test, but one that does not must be your quest.
The cylinder doesn't have any points and the cone doesn't have any straight edges. They can't make 2 and pass the test. Our next clue must be the cylinder or the cone, said Vertex.
Look at this, said Radius. I made a model of the castle with the shapes. Here is the pyramid roof and on top of the rectangular tower. The other towers are the cylinders with their cone-shaped roofs. Vertex looked at the model. Let's search for edge caliber in the round towers, since they are built in the shapes of cones and cylinders. Vertex and Radius climbed up and down the spiral staircase in each round tower. They looked under every trapdoor, in every suit of armor, and behind every tapestry, but there was no sign of edge caliber. Let's search from above, Vertex said. They went up to the roof. Vertex had a commanding view of the castle courtyard. Look at the stones in the path, he said. Each of those round paving stones could be the bottom of a cone or a cylinder. That path is in the same direction as the tunnel we went through. Vertex and Radius returned to the tunnel. Sharp points jutted down from the ceiling.
These points could be the tips of cones, Radius said.
We need to dig them up, said Vertex. Vertex and Radius waited until nightfall, when the courtyard was empty. Vertex remembered the words of the parchment.
3 times as tall as its base is wide. The true king's future lies inside.
If the base of a cone is its circular bottom, we need to measure the width of these paving stones. Vertex measured one of the stones. This cone is 14 inches across its base. So it must have a height of 42 inches to be 3 times as tall, Radius replied. Vertex and Radius dug up the cone. It was 47 inches high.
Oh no, said Radius. It's more than 3 times as tall.
Let's try another one, suggested Vertex. He and Radius dug up all night. They unearthed and measured many cones, but none was right. Some were too tall, while others were too short. They still had many cones to go. When the full moon set, the day began to dawn.
"We'll never finish this," groaned Radius. "We've looked for clues in the tunnel and dug up lots of cones. Where else can we look?"
"We've looked over the cones, under the cones, and on the cones. But what if Excalibur is hidden inside a cone?" suggested Vertex. "Are any of them big enough?"
"Excalibur is a sword, so it has to be about 48 inches long, about the same length as this shovel."
Vertex asked, "Radius, will you go down back into the tunnel?" Soon Vertex heard Radius's voice from below. "I'm in the tunnel, but what am I looking for?" Vertex placed a shovel in the nearest hole. "Can you see any cones that are as long as the shovel?"
"I see 4 cones that are about the same length," Radius answered.
"Excalibur could be hidden inside any one of those cones," Vertex said. "But the cone we seek must be 3 times as tall as its base is wide.
48 inches divided by 3 is 16 inches, said Vertex. He measured the bases of the 4 cones. All were more than 16 inches, but the last one was close. As the sun peeped over the horizon, Vertex started to dig. Radius ran back up to the courtyard. Vertex heaved and tugged on the stone. Finally, he pulled up a large cone. Vertex measured it. It was exactly 51 inches high, 3 times the 17 inches of its base. Vertex pried off the base of this cone and pulled out a gleaming sword. "Excalibur is found!" he exclaimed.
As Vertex held the sword aloft, everyone in the castle came running out. King Arthur said, "You have solved my puzzles, Sir Vertex. Tell us how you use your wit and will to find Excalibur." Vertex bowed a bow. "Sire," he said, "I folded each of the diagrams on the parchment into a solid shape. Then, for each solid, I added the number of faces to the number of points and subtracted the number of edges. The answer was always 2 until I got to the cylinder and the cone. So Radius and I searched the parts of the castle shaped like cylinders and cones. We found these cones buried in the courtyard. One of them was 3 times as tall as its base was wide. Excalibur was inside." Vertex knelt and held out the sword. King Arthur smiled. "Sir Vertex, you have used your honor and intelligence to earn the greatest honor that I can bestow." The king took Excalibur and tapped Vertex on each shoulder. "I dub you Prince Vertex. When can I longer rule, you shall be king."
You said that sentence wrong.
"What? You're here? Wait, how did I say the sentence wrong?"
"You said when I can no longer rule." "It's you when I can no longer rule."
"Oh. Thank you, Briar." "Rise now and greet your subjects. In your hands, their future is in solid shape." The crowd cheered and laughed. Vertex said, "I want to thank Sir Conference, Lady Di of Amador, and Radius. They helped me measure up to the challenge. I hope they will be my advisors when I am king." Vertex eventually did become a wise and thoughtful king, known to his people as Vertex the Lion-Hearted. To this day, the point of the heart of two or more lines is called a vertex. Thank you, listener. I hope you enjoyed this book that I'm reading. And thank you, Briar, for coming in here and listening a little bit.
Thank you. So I wanted to say that book was actually a very mathematical book, if you didn't notice.
Really? I didn't notice that.
It taught some very useful information.
Maybe I will use that in the future.
It is very useful. I suggest that we read as much math books and watch as much math videos as we can in an hour so that we can get more useful information for the future.
Ooh, I can't wait, Briar. Let's start. Yay! Wait a second. I have to say goodbye to my readers. Goodbye, listeners. Thank you for listening. And I really enjoyed today's mathematical book. Briar, I made some mistakes, too.
It's okay, Saki. Everybody makes mistakes in life. Sometimes people make very big mistakes.
I said a sentence wrong earlier. That was a really big mistake.
Don't worry. Every single little mistake can be fixed in some way. Sometimes when you can't fix it, you have to just hope that your others will forgive you. And you have to try your best to remember or do, to not do your mistake next time.
That's some very good advice.
And remember, if anybody else makes a mistake and your face gets all red and steam starts coming out of your little sock ears, remember, forgive them. You should forgive.
It is very right to forgive.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you. Bye.